it's always a pleasure to have live performance in our last hour. And today we have a singer and songwriter who will play guitar as well as keyboards as he accompanies himself. We'll get to know him in a few moments, but first he'll open up with a tune. This is Nick Barilla.
Trying to find myself. It seems I'm always caught up being somebody else. And you came along, and everything changed. I'm singing a new song every day. Like a senior skipped to school on a Friday. Summer sunset, 65 on a highway. Outside, seeing the first snowflake of season. Holy one, slam dunk, game over. It's a breakthrough, come on over, air over. I can't believe that it's true. I can't believe that it's you, you, ooh, ooh, yeah, you, you. I can't believe that it's true. Been searching for sound in my mind, but nothing seems to come out right. Been looking around through the night. Out of the darkness you came and shined your light, and you came along, and everything changed. I'm singing a new song. Like a senior skipping school on a Friday. Summer sunset, 65 on the highway. Looking outside, seeing the first snowflake of the season. Holy one, slam dunk, game over. It's a breakthrough, come on over, it's over. I can't believe that it's true. No, I can't believe that it's you, you, ooh, ooh, yeah, you, you. I can't believe that it's true. Don't stop coming on stronger. I can't believe that I'm falling for you. Falling for you. Feel like a senior skipping school on a Friday. Summer sunset, 65 on the highway. Looking outside, seeing the first snowflake of the season. Holy one, slam dunk, game over. It's a breakthrough, come on over, Red Rover. I can't believe that it's like a senior skipping school on a Friday. Summer sunset, 65 on the highway. Looking outside, seeing the first snowflake of the season. Only one slam dunk came over. It's a breakthrough, come on over, Red Rover. I can't believe that it's true. I can't believe that it's you. I can't believe that it's true. I can't believe that it's you.
Nick Barilla, tell me a little bit about the song you just played.
Yeah, thank you for having me, first off.
Sure.
That song is called It's You, and it's going to be the single to my new record called Moments. And it's a song about nostalgia and just kind of, you know, hits on a lot of things that, like, people go through in life, you know, like playing Red Rover in school, and kind of like things that make you happy. Like, you look outside when you're in school and see the first snow of the season, and that's just kind of like relatable to what it's like to fall in love for the first time.
How old is the song?
Probably wrote it about like last May. We've been working on the record for about a year.
Well, that's
so. It's a process.
It's great. Where are you from?
I am from the Point Breeze area of Pittsburgh, the East End. I went to Alderdice High School. So, Yeah.
And you stuck around.
Yeah, I've had a lot of thought about leaving and moving somewhere for music, and the online world that we live in kind of makes it more doable to kind of have a career as a musician in your hometown. It's really cool.
Yeah, I think the ecosystem keeps changing, and Pittsburgh does offer a lot of opportunities for folks to perform, sure. too. When did you start writing music?
I started writing music. It's funny, I was talking about this the other day. When I was 17, I think I got my first piano. And then around the age of 19, when I was in college, I really started teaching myself how to play. And then really just words would come out as I would play. And it just kind of found me, I guess. So I started playing open mics around the time I was a freshman in college at Cal U of PA. And yeah, so it started as a hobby for sure. And then, you know, I wrote a good song and people started listening. And I just kind of like fell in love with it after that.
That's good. Was that the song that you just played?
No, I will play that song. That song was called Signs, the one that people started liking a lot. And I actually released that in 2014. So people still listen, so I guess I'm doing something right.
Yeah. Well, that's great. You're listening this morning to Nick Barella. I just put a picture of him up on our Facebook page in the studio, along with a link to his. We'll talk a little bit more about what he's up to. What would you like to play next?
Oh, man. So, just like any songwriter, I'm full of stories, so I'm going to go from love to heartbreak. I'm going to play a song called Cupid Theory. And Cupid Theory was written in college after a breakup, and it's actually upbeat. But it has a lot of depth to it. So this is called Cupid Theory. People think I'm crazy for still loving you. I can't lie to myself, I think I'm a little crazy too. Cause I got this whole world of girls to choose from. I know I've been done wrong, but I still feel like you're the one. Cause I need someone telling me I'm wrong. I might be pretty confident, but it don't mean I'm strong. Cause I'm missing you and you're not here tonight. I go so crazy when you're on my mind. Your actions speak louder than the words. Can never take you back if I have to question love. Whoa, whoa, love. Hey, 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 hey. You took an arrow and shot my heart open, girl. See, I must have been a fool. My world, now I'm back in square one, and I kinda like it now. I just can't get you out of my head. Cause I need someone telling me I'm wrong. I might be pretty confident, but it don't mean I'm strong. So crazy when you're on my mind. Your actions speak louder than the words. Can never take you back if I have no to question love.
Nick Barella at the Saturday Light Brigade. Looking at your website as we were listening, I see you've got a gig at the Smiling Moose coming up in a couple weeks, February 16th, if memory serves, at 6 o'clock with Haley Knox. And if you go to nickbarella.com, you'll also see an album called Fitting In. And that's out. Are you working on something new too?
Yeah. So my my new album's called Moments, and I'm super excited about it because the song I just played for you was a breakup song, and I write love songs, and that's what I think people have kind of come to know me as. But the new record's very vulnerable because I'm writing in a position of maturity that I've never been in before. You know, kind of move out of the house after college and pick up a guitar and start writing on guitar for the first time. So all these songs are pretty much guitar based, but I have a lot of pop piano stuff, and there's a lot of relatability in them. I have a song called Truth About Lies, and that kind of explains itself. And I have a song that I'm going to play here in a little bit called Daughter. And I don't have a daughter, but I kind of feel like I was blessed with this song just to kind of write it and just to see the reactions in rooms when I've been on tour and just in Pittsburgh, of how people have been able to relate to my songs is really cool. So I'm excited for the new record, for sure. No release date yet, but I'm hoping by May we'll have something out to everybody.
Excellent. Always good. You didn't say a year, too.
So yeah. Just, well, it's been like a year.
If you just say
half.
May, it's fine. Yeah. Because you don't have to worry.
It's scary because we live in this world where like everybody's releasing singles these days, and I did that for about a year or two. I released a single every couple months, and I think you get to know somebody a lot better when you do it the old-fashioned way and like listen to a record, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just one person, but I usually won't consider listening to a single.
Yeah.
I'd rather have a whole album. It's almost, and I don't want to sound, it's there's no hard and fast rule, but I'm much less likely to sample a single.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're just going to, like, hear it for a minute, 30 seconds, whatever, and, you know, then you're going to, like, forget about it because there's all this other stuff. But if you have an album you're presented with, like, wow, that's, like, I don't know. I just – that's my theory right now. But
yeah,
I could be completely wrong because the music industry changes all the time.
It's changing as we speak. Yeah. Nick Barella is here today. His girlfriend's here too. So that sad song you heard had eventually Happiness came to Nick's.
Oh, no, I wrote that last night.
Yeah.
Okay. No.
Okay. Happiness came to Nick's life.
Yeah. I was at a gig the other day and I said, it's funny. I fell in love and stopped writing love songs. So it's kind of a weird dynamic.
Yeah, that's interesting.
When songwriters are happy, they write the sad stuff. And when they're sad, they write the happy
stuff.
I don't know. I've heard that somewhere, but I could be wrong. Matt Nathanson just released an album about heartbreak, and I think he's like married. I don't even know. But
there's lots of sad songs out there. Lots of sad songs. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on Community Radio. Thank you for being with us today. If you have any questions at all, for Nick, or if you want to pass along any comments, feel free to do so at using our instant input feature at slbradio.org. What do you want to do next?
I will probably go back to the guitar now.
Back to the guitar.
And, I feel like, well, this song started as a piano song. It's called Daughter.
This you were just talking about this
one.
Yeah,
because I was talking about it. Why not play it? Started as a piano song. I went to a concert and saw Tyrone Wells, and Gabe Dixon down at Club Cafe last year, and actually Ben Roethlisberger was there. It was really cool. He's a Tyrone Wells fan. And I went home and wrote this on piano, and it kind of sounded like... And somehow that transitioned into guitar, and I think I officially showcased this for the first time at the Hard Rock Cafe for the City Paper Battle of the Bands, and I'm excited for this one. It's called Daughter. Daughter, you haven't a clue of the words they say or what they mean to you. You've grown up, where did the time go? You were in my arms and now you're on your own. And all the years I waited here for you, the prayers and sleepless nights that I had been through. You were just a kid asking me a million questions. You were 16, getting your heart broken. You'd always be my little girl.
Nick Barella, what a remarkable song. I was expecting that song to be about somebody under the age of five, maybe,
yeah.
Given your age.
Whole
which
progression, right?
Yeah. I'm guessing you're probably in your
20s. I'll be 27 on Groundhog Day.
Yeah. Happy early birthday.
Next
and
Saturday.
So the person you wrote about in that song is a contemporary of sorts.
Yeah. Fictional, definitely, but I think I know a lot of women, and I have family, cousins, and have known girls my whole life, so I kind of had a very inquisitive mindset when writing that, I guess it just all came together.
Oh, yeah. It's a great song, but to put yourself in the position of the father of somebody your own age is actually kind of neat.
Yeah.
Not that songs can't be fiction. Of course they can be, but it's just a really interesting
conceit. Actually, it's funny you say that because I usually write for myself, and it's really cool to be blessed with a song like that. I was at the Music Box Supper Club in Cleveland with a girl named Kate Vogel, who was on One Tree Hill, and she's from there. So there was tons of people, but they didn't know me. And somebody came up to me after and shared with me that her dad was battling cancer, and that song meant a lot to her. And you're like, wow, like how did that moment just happen?
Yeah.
You know, and I think it's funny or it's ironic that that this record's going to be called Moments, and I hope that song's a moment for people like that across the board.
What did you study at Cal U?
I was actually in women's studies. No, it's a bad joke. Anyway, I went for communication, radio, and television, and I minored in music. And I pretty much just had a lot of fun time with friends and marching band. And as the years went on, and really started writing songs. So I really liked my major, and I had a ton of good professors. Learned a lot about like Aristotle and rhetoric, and a lot about how to work a soundboard. But I wanted to be on the other side of the soundboard after I graduated, and so this is kind of cool to be able to see that come to fruition.
No, that's great.
Yeah.
And I mean, college isn't necessarily going to lead you to a particular career. It just gives you, you know, ideas of what to do. And I was just curious because they do have a great music program.
It started the year I was a freshman, yeah. Commercial Music Technology, and just the people over there do a great job. The professors, I know my voice teacher, Lisa Brovy-Kovac, she was just the first person to really believe in me as a vocalist, and she just opened my voice up, and I was like, wow, this can actually happen because of her. So definitely learned things there, and like I said, taught myself how to play. So college definitely was a learning experience. Like you said, though, a piece of paper doesn't make you. It's what, you know.
Sure, it doesn't lead you. Doesn't lead you necessarily into what you're going to do, but it's good to learn stuff, even Aristotle. You never know. you're listening to Nick Barilla, and we probably have time for two more, I think. What would you like to do next? It looks like you're back at the keys.
I'm going to do that because I like the balance of going from keys to guitar. I am going to play that song that I wrote in college.
This is Signs?
Yeah, in my dorm room. And I always had a lot of guy friends in college who were afraid to talk to girls, and I kind of wrote this about them. I was like, hey, if they like you, you should just look for the signs and ask them to hang out. So this is called Signs. She paints a picture with a smile everywhere that she goes, acting like she don't know who way, but she knows the ropes. She got the glimmer in her eyes, it makes me wanna lose control. I wanna get to know her better than she'll ever know. But when you got butterflies stuck in your insides that make you crazy in love, it's like having a madness making me sick. Just how will I speak up? But if it's love, then I will know she's the one, and she'll know too. And it could be great, grand, wonderful if you open up that pretty soul. The best time of your life. Always let your beauty show, 'cause God, he made you beautiful. And if you put your hand in mine, it would give me a sign. Give me a sign, a sign. Give me a sign. She keeps staring back at me, and I don't wanna leave. You see, I got this crazy feeling she's the one for me. As I look to my left, I don't wanna second guess this giant leap of faith that I am about to take. But if it's love, then I will know that she's the one that you know too. And it could be great, grand, wonderful if you open up that pretty soul. The best time of your life. About love, it'll take some time to figure things out. I know you'll realize, I see it in your eyes. I'm telling the whole world now, it could be great, grand, wonderful if you open up that pretty soul. The best time of your life. Always let your beauty show, 'cause God, he made you beautiful. And if you put your hand in mine, it would give me a sign. Give me a sign, a sign. Give me a sign. Paints a picture with her smile everywhere that she goes, acting like she don't know who I, but she knows the roads. She got the glimmer in her eye, it makes me wanna lose control. She's gonna get to know me better than I'll ever know.
Nick Barella. That's the song, I think, that convinced him that he liked doing this and wanted to keep going, and written in college, right?
Yes, and, yes. 2013, I think.
A tune called Signs. Nick Barella's website is simply nickbarella.com.
Thank you so much.
And Smiling Moose is his next gig that you can attend, which will be the 16th of February at 6 o'clock. And if you go to his site, you can learn more about his current release, and it's called Fitting In, and other various merchandise and tour dates and things of that ilk. It's been nice to have you here.
Thank you for having me, man. It's been a busy week.
Yeah, I appreciate your being here. What would you like to close up with?
I'm going to close up with a song called Faith. It's been really cool this year. I've gotten to tour with Howie Day. He's known for his song Collide. And we went to a few different cities, and I was with him in parts of Chicago and Detroit. And like I said, I've been to Cleveland and Philadelphia this year too, and or last year, I guess, now. And this song's really spoken to people there. And it's a song that's close to my heart because of my faith. I'm a Christian, and just my faith in God has led me a long way. And I just think that this isn't necessarily a song that's like a worship song, but it's about how, you know, we tend to focus on things in life that are temporary. And I wrote this song when I was still living in an attic in my parents' house. And just came home from a college. I was touring a college, and there was pictures of my faces everywhere, and I felt very very strange because people were looking up to me for the first time, I guess. And but this is simply called Faith, and it's out now on Spotify. and it'll be on Moments. But thank you for having me.
Thanks.
It's not about the clothes that you wear. It's not about the car that you drive. It's not about how much money you make or where you're sleeping tonight. It's not about the boy that you kissed. It's not about the girl that you miss. It's not about your mom and dad and just how bad you might have had it since they split. It's about the moments that we make. It's about the memories we create. It's about the battle that's been won for you and me. It's about going your own way. It's about finding your way. It's about love. It's about hope. It's about time we had a little faith. A little faith. It's not about the numbers on your Twitter. It's not about the likes you get on Instagram or your Facebook friends. It's not about a piece of paper that won't make you any better than somebody else. It's about the moments that we make. It's about the memory that we create. It's about the battle that's been won for you and me. It's about going your own way. It's about finding your way. It's about love. It's about hope. It's about time. We had a little faith. A little faith. It's not about the plans that you had. It's not about how you can't take them back. Always running from something. Promise, acting like you've had it bad. It's not about the time that you've been given. It's not about the life that you've been living. It's about the fight that you've been given. Oh, oh, oh. It's about hope, it's about time, we had a little faith, a little faith.